And this is Commissioner Brian Colquhoun meeting for a, I don't want to call it a work session, but maybe just a discussion about transitioning potentially of gathering lines to transmission lines. There's a variety of cases that we've noticed. I'll just read them off here. PU 14625, PU 14223, PU 13-136. Those are cases that are actually talking about this issue, so that's what we noticed it that way. Let's see here. I don't really have any opening comments. I know Pat's got a bunch of stuff here. We got Julie and Bruce and Vic joining us from staff. But Randy, do you have any opening comments before I turn it over to the portfolio holder?
Just to say that this is an important discussion to have because, you know, I don't know if when I got here if that was the first time that we did one of these transitions, but it seemed like an anomaly, and now was there three that you just read off?
There's three cases that
it seems to be a more and more frequent occurrence, and it just doesn't seem to make sense to me from a regulatory standpoint to have almost an incentive built in to build something as something that it's not going to be and then switch it later as opposed to building it as what it's going to be. And I'm not suggesting that in any of these cases that's the way it was done, but when we notice that the law and rules are that way, we need to address it. So I don't have the solution, but it's a good place to start.
Thank you. And Julie, before I turn it on, I'll just clarify, I guess, my comments that the reason I read off those cases is talking to our general counsel. There's information that we would probably receive today that we would be using in those cases, so that's the best way to do it, to notice those cases. They were not talking about any of these cases today, but the information today, well, it's hard to it not be used in some of the decisions we might make in those three cases. So, all right, I'll turn it over to the portfolio holder, Commissioner Fedorchak.
Well, I kind of view this a little differently, but staff might have some other thoughts. I don't know that what we're talking about today will impact those cases. We've had the hearings on most of those, haven't we? Targa, we have not yet. So maybe more for that one. Say that again.
We've had the hearing.
Oh, the only hearing we had was Highland. Okay. Maybe there's kind of two separate issues here. One is how do we process the existing cases under, you know, the existing law, the way it's written. I don't know that we're looking for any big changes there. I think we have to use what we have, and we've tried to be more clear with the companies on what we'd like to see, and I think if we can be, you know, identify things there that we want to have be asking them, that's one, you know, good measure and some things that we can focus on today. But from the bigger picture, what Randy outlined is the concern I have as well, is what do we have the right guidelines in place for proper long-term development of the pipeline system and the proper definitions of gathering and transmission that make good sense for the companies, that are clear, that don't incentivize siting versus not siting, and that provide the proper public safety protections. And I think that's what my big concern is, that we don't have that spot today. Pat and I have met with Lynn of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms, a couple times to talk through this. He has concerns as well. And so I think we could break this down in two forms. I thought today we were going to talk more about the big picture and what we're going to do change-wise longer term in maybe even with legislative proposals down the road, not what we need in these cases. But
and that's fine, Commissioner. I just have to set it up that way because there are pending cases in front of us.
Okay, but I want to have that conversation separately from
agreed. I agree with you. There's nothing that I want to talk about those cases, but we have to list them because there's information today that may apply to those cases. That's good general counsel advice. So there's nothing but we don't have to talk about this at all. I agree with your discussion points, but we have to make sure we've covered the records, if you will, in all these.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have anything you want to discuss in terms of what we need for these cases? No, for the existing cases.
When I was doing some research of Part 195, and the definitions of transmission versus gathering, I ran across something else. One of the things that it defines in Part 195, it defines gathering as a pipeline that is 8.8 and 5/8 inches.
Well, we don't have to. Well, that maybe just to interject here, Commissioner, I think we have a misunderstanding here. I don't want these cases. I think are best talked about in work sessions for those cases.
Correct.
So, but we have to list them in the notice because there may be something that talked about today generally that we would use in those cases. So, I have no desire. I concur with you to talk about any of these cases. Let that be a separate discussion. I think your point about what you want to talk about is what we should focus on today. But we cannot list those in the announcement. So I don't think it's worthwhile to talk about the cases. We should do that in those own cases. Go to what you wanted to do.
Okay. Well, I guess I'd rather talk to Lon about that then before we have that discussion today.
And that's fine. Here. We can reconvene
at
a different time.
Reschedule.
Sure.
I think we should do that.
Okay. I'll put it on for scheduling next time.
Because that's where the general counsel came in at the last minute, if you will. And said, if you're going to have any discussion about transitioning, you've got to make sure you notice these cases.
Okay.
And so that's
I want to be able to discuss that with her. And absolutely. I don't want to talk about these cases in this issue. And there's nothing that we would talk about here that would in the policy discussion for a longer term that would affect them. So that's why.
That's why I think it's good that you and her have that discussion.
Okay.
And as your portfolio, let's just close the work session and we'll let reconvene and we can get a better focus after you talk to the general counsel. Randy, is that okay with you?
Reconvene.
At a different time.
We'll have to reschedule.
We'll reschedule.
Yeah. Yep.
And then there'll be a better focus with the portfolio. I shouldn't say focus, a better clarity between general counsel and the portfolio holder on what they is. And then we should really have the general counsel in here.
Right.
Because if we have the general counsel in here, as soon as we get in that area that she would be concerned about, she can make sure we don't go down that road.
Yeah, and she has a lot of knowledge on the history of the siting law and these definitions as well.
Perfect.
In defense of the general counsel, I really applied pressure to get a conference call going on a whole other subject this morning for as very quickly as possible, so I expect that's probably why she's not in here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, there's no sense we move on then. We'll go ahead and close this discussion, and we'll reconvene at a later date. Thank you.
Okay.